Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and how are you doing today? Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, 15 minutes of starting your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, tackling life's everyday issues with a new topic, life prayer, and assigning you a task for today. Our topic for this morning is vengeful spirit. Vengeful spirit. And we are on day 95 of our last 100 days. Remove all clutter challenge countdown. Our scripture for today comes from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 19 verses 1 through 11. While you are getting your Bibles ready, let me give you our announcements. Number one, we are working our last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge, counting down the last 100 days of this year to a fruitful 2018 by removing all natural and spiritual clutter. So make sure you join in with us each day. If you have missed any days, it's only been about a week, make sure you go back to my website at feeldfire.com to catch up, and make sure that you are working the challenge in your last 100 days, remove all clutter challenge journal. If you have not ordered your journal, do so today at feeldfire.com, because you got work to catch up on, all right? And then number two, set your alarms to tune in live with me to Morning Motivation at 6:30 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. But if you miss this broadcast live, you can hear it posted after 8 a.m. Eastern. That's your hot plate. On my website at feeldfire.com, or by following me on Facebook at Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams, or by following the show. There's a link on our website, and you can also see that on your mobile phone. So the website address is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, Phil, letter D, not T-H-E, fire. com. All of those announcements are on the website, so if you missed anything, go to feeldfire.com and govern yourselves accordingly. Well, by now, you should have your Bibles ready. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 19, verses 1 through 11, and I am reading from the KJV. And Saul spake to Jonathan his son, and to all his servants, that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted much in David. And Jonathan told David, saying, Saul, my father, seeketh to kill thee. Now therefore, I pray thee, take heed to thyself until the morning, and abide in a secret place, and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art, and I will commune with my father of thee, and what I see, that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, Let not the king sin against his servant, against David, because he hath not sinned against thee, and because his works have been to thee ward very good. For he did put his life in his hand, and slew the Philistine, and the Lord wrought a great salvation for all Israel. Thou sawest it, and did rejoice. Wherefore then wilt thou sin against innocent blood to slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan, and Saul sware, As the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all those things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as in times past. And there was war again. And David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, as he sat in his house with his javelin in his hand. And David played with his hand. David was playing the harp. And Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin or a spear. But he slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin into the wall. And David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers unto David's house, this is our last verse, to watch him and to slay him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain. Praise the Lord for the reading of his word. What is our topic for this morning? Say it with me wherever you are. Vengeful spirit. Today we're on day 95 of our countdown of our last 100 days of 2017, moving forward to a more fruitful 2018, wherein we are removing all spiritual and natural clutter. And this week's focus, which is the first week of the challenge, has been on spiritual clutter. And what we've seen today in the Word is that when you allow revenge or a vindictive spirit or retaliation to exist in your life to a point where it will consume you, it will begin to vex your spirit to the point where you can no longer function the way that you should. Did you hear me? When you allow toxicity, bitterness, revenge, vindication, retaliation to build up in you because of something that someone has done to you, or maybe they haven't even really done anything to you, such as in this case with Saul and David, it will consume you to where you can't do anything else but think about it. In today's word, what we saw is that Saul was envious. King Saul was envious of David. And although David was there serving him and doing what he was supposed to do, Saul became so envious and so consumed that he said, you know what? I'm just going to kill David. Well, then Saul's son, Jonathan, was able to reason with Saul and say, well, wait a minute, why do you want to do this? What hath he done to you? And he's only served you. He's only brought you victory. And Saul accepted that reasoning and said, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do anything to David. So Jonathan, who was Saul's son, but David's friend, went and told David, it's okay now. I've worked it out. However, later, another war arose, and David went out, and again, he slew the Philistines for Saul. But the problem is that every time David had a victory, the people would celebrate David instead of Saul. So this time, Saul became even more vexed. And although the word says, an evil spirit from the Lord, it did not mean that God set an evil spirit upon him. I did some research into the apologetics, which is, theocracy or religious doctrine, so that I could really be able to break that down to you. But what it meant is that in the days of old, when the Hebrews would speak and in their language, whenever a person was punished by God righteously and rightfully so for a pattern of refusing to listen to the Lord or so egregious, what they would say would be, the Lord sent it, which really meant in their tongue or language that the Lord allowed this consequence to come upon the person. So at this point, David is playing the harp before Saul because Saul would have David play to ease Saul's spirit. Saul takes up his spear and he tries to kill David, and David escapes. This is what happens when we become consumed. So as we focus on removing spiritual clutter today, we're going to focus in these last few minutes of the 15 minutes on the fact that you have to be willing to let go mentally, to let it flow emotionally, so that the pain of what someone has done or said to you will not grow, take hold, and have dominion over your spirit. You see, as we have gone throughout life and as we continue to go throughout life, we will encounter times where people will hurt us. And sometimes it really will be for no reason at all, then that's just who the person is. But we can't allow ourselves to become vexed like Saul to the point where we cannot function. We can't be a light. We can't be the salt of the earth. We've become bitter. We have ulcers. We have strokes. We have high blood pressure. We have depression. We have weight loss or weight gain. We're losing jobs. We are very aggressive and abrasive, very cynical, because the pain is still there. And it becomes, it grows so much or takes so much dominion in our lives that now we want revenge. We become consumed with wanting something bad to happen to the people who have hurt us. And it makes us even angrier when we see them living what appears to be a great life. How are they going on about their business like they didn't do anything to us? On yesterday, I was having this discussion with a friend of mine, and she and I were talking about how hard it is to let go of pain and past hurts. And, you know, especially when someone has hurt us for no reason at all, or when we have given our all to someone, we've done nothing but good to them. And for every good thing we've done, we receive nothing but bitterness and lack of kindness. Sometimes they stab us in the back. Sometimes they defame our names. And you're looking there and you're saying, how can you do that after all I've done for you? As many times as I have helped you. But this is who they are. So we get to a point where we are secretly watching and waiting for karma to catch up with them, watching and waiting for something bad to happen. We even get angry because we believe God is not bringing down his judgment on them fast enough. I know I'm being tight, but right and real. And that's what we do on Morning Motivation. And that's what we do in this challenge. The only way to remove the clutter is to deal with the reality of where we are, right? This doesn't mean that we're not Christians. It just means that we're human. So we have to deal with that. And so we were talking about that. You know, how do you let it go? It's easier said than done. So I only got a few more minutes. Let me give you a few points here. Number one, you have to remember that you cannot change a person's nature. Whoever they are at heart, that's who they are. Maya Angelou used to say that when a person shows you who they are, believe them. I'm not talking about an isolated incident of conduct, but a behavioral pattern. So if they show you that they're a cheater, believe them. If they show you they're a liar, if they show you that they mistreated their prior spouse and they can sit there and make jokes about it with you, then what do you think they're going to do to you? Or they mistreated their prior girlfriend or boyfriend, they won't take care of their own kids, and now you come in and you marry them, why do you think they're going to take care of your kids? Or why do you think if you guys break up that they're going to treat you any differently? When a person shows you their heart, believe them. So there is this story, and I got to speed it up. I know this is great. Hopefully the Lord will let me continue it tomorrow. But there's this story of the turtle and the snake. So the turtle needs to get across this large body of water. And there's a snake there. And the snake says, well, I'll carry you on my back. And the turtle replies, well, I'm not going to get on your back because you're a snake. You'll eat me. And the snake says, well, listen, I'm not going to eat you because I know that you need to get across this body of water. I give you my word that if you get on my back, I will carry you across this water and I will not eat you. So the turtle gets on the snake's back and they're going across the water. And the turtle begins to feel more relaxed as the time goes by because the snake is doing just what the snake said it would do, just taking it across the water. Once the snake gets the turtle across the water onto dry land, the turtle looks up to thank the snake for doing what he said it'd do, and the snake eats the turtle right then. And as the turtle was being engulfed into the snake's mouth, he said, why did you do this? I thought you told me you wouldn't eat me. You gave me your word. And the snake replied, but I'm a snake. In other words, I'm going to do what a snake does, no matter what I tell you, because that's my nature. That's my character. Oh, I know that was great. So that first thing is, remember that you cannot change a person's character. They are who they are. And then number two, the final thing before we go into prayer right quickly, is to understand that forgiveness or forgiving someone does not mean you have to absolve them or release them or relieve them of all natural consequences. See, this is one of the greatest deceptions that has been taught in the church, that forgiveness means that you not only just have to accept the person's apology, but you have to go back into fellowship with them. You have to be their friend again. You have to stay in that abusive marriage or that marriage of infidelity. That's not what the word requires. And Jesus set this precedence of giving us that example of what forgiveness entails in the book of Luke 23, verses 39 through 43, when he was hanging on the cross and he was in between two thieves. And one of the thieves said, Lord, forgive me. And Jesus told him, you are forgiven. And this day or this night, you will be with me in paradise. In other words, I've forgiven you. So that removed the spiritual consequence of you going to hell. But the natural consequence of you dying for your thievery, he didn't take that away. That's why he said, you'll be with me in paradise. In other words, you'll die. So you see, God will forgive even the person who murders someone, and he's on trial. You know, I'm an attorney, and that person asks for forgiveness. God will forgive him and remove the spiritual consequences, but that doesn't mean the person will be exonerated of the murder. Or we may fornicate tonight, and maybe we get pregnant. Well, you know, God will forgive us of the fornication, but he's not going to go in and abort the baby. So in other words, the natural consequences of what we've done, are still there. That's called grace and mercy, when someone will go back into fellowship with you after the natural consequences. So don't let yourself get caught up and have an vengeful spirit because someone has taught you that you didn't really forgive the person unless you were willing to go back into that great fellowship with them. That's partly why you're still vexed. That's partly why you're still jaded. That's why you haven't been able to be released, because someone is telling you you have to still be around this person, run around this person, smile at this person's jokes when you know you have pain inside. That's not forgiveness. Forgiveness is just saying, okay, I accept your apology. I release you, and I hope nothing bad happens to you. But I don't have to allow you to vex me any longer or to allow myself to be caught in a vengeful spirit by constantly being around you, because you are the reminder and the trigger of that situation. All right, I know that was powerful, but our time has run, so we have to go into prayer. Today I'm going to do a different thing during the prayer. I'm going to read, and this is our prayer for today, Psalm 37. It's a lot of verses, but this right here is going to release your spirit so that you will be able to release others and release the hold of vengefulness from you. Get ready as we go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now for everyone listening, working this challenge. And Father, this is our prayer today. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass, and he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow, to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. But their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time. In the days of famine, they shall be satisfied. And I'm going to do one more, and I have to end. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, until smoke shall they consume away. In the name of Jesus, we pray, let everyone listening say, amen. I got to end. But if you're listening and you are not saved, or you're backslidden, or you are in a place where your spirit is vengeful or vexed, I want you to let go. I want you to release. I just want you to take a deep breath right now. Just let it go. Just say, I let it go. Say, I let it go. All right, I have to give you our task for today. Then we're going to end with our song of today because our time is run. Our topic for today is vengeful spirit. Day 95 of our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. Your task for today is to cleanse yourself of the need for revenge. Cleanse yourself of the need for revenge. And what you must do is write down the names of every person that has some type of hold in your spirit, caused pain or anger, whatever it is. You have to write their names down in your journal on day 95 of your journal page. And then this is what you must say. If you don't have journals yet, just write it on paper so when you get your journals, you can transfer this over. But this is what you must say. You must say their name. For example, Rossi, I forgive you. I release you. But most importantly, I release me today. Everybody repeat after me. Just say a name wherever you are and then say, I forgive you. I release you. But most importantly, I release me today. And every time they come to your mind today, you repeat that. I forgive you. I release you. But most importantly, I release me today. And if you have to cry, throw stuff, crash it, I don't care. This is part of working through that process of release. All right, our song for today is by Yolanda Adams. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30. Share this with at least 3 people today. Go to fieldthefire.com and work the challenge and order your journal.
What are you trying to say, Yolanda? Look, forget about all that other junk. This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. Remember that all things work work this way. Understand that God knows.
God knows. God knows what you need before you really need it.
He knows how to move you. He knows how to take you around the enemy. He knows how to hide you in the comfort of his arms. You'll have peace that passes understanding. You'll have joy like a river ever flowing, ever flowing, ever flowing. This battle is not yours. No. Tell the devil.
Let me tell you something. You'll be sitting at home with ulcers, a stroke, and high blood pressure, mad at people who are out enjoying their lives and sleeping well at night. Quit giving them dominion over you. The battle is not yours. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Romans 12:19. I'll see you in the morning, 6:30 Eastern. Go to fillthefire.com, order your journal, and listen to the other broadcasts this week if you've missed them. This battle is not yours. You got the victory. No more vengeful spirit.